Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC, and this is our Emmy show. The Netflix show Dead to Me finds the funny in some decidedly grim circumstances. Created by comedian Liz Feldman, the show stars Linda Cardellini and Christina Applegate. Christina was nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy. Dead to Me tells the story of Jen, played by Christina Applegate, as a widow on the hunt to figure out who killed her husband, who died after a hit and run. At a support group, Jen meets Judy, played by Linda Cardellini, a woman who's dealing with her own loss and trauma. The two develop a quick bond, strengthened by 2 a.m. phone calls with wine and cookies. Then later, Jen discovers that Judy might not be who she seems. Let's listen to a clip from the show.
I'd skip the coffee. It's terrible.
I made it.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Hmm? I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm Judy.
Hmm? Hi.
Hi. Jen. Hi.
Are you coming to this group often?
No, this is my first time here.
Me too.
Oh. Sorry. I hope this isn't weird. Do you do real estate? I feel like I've seen your face on like a bus bench. You and a cute gay guy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's me. Christopher, who does not think he looks gay in that picture.
I didn't mean that in a bad way. I think gay is beautiful.
I talked to Dead to Me creator Liz Feldman back when the show premiered. Take a listen to our conversation. There are many twists and turns along the way. So as a writer, did you have a beginning and an end and then you filled in the middle? Or did you always know you had this twisty, turny mystery script?
That's a good question. I think I so enjoy shows that have twists and turns, and I was so eager to make a show like that. And I think as soon as we set the show up at Netflix, I thought, here's a great opportunity to have cliffhangers and things you don't see coming. And, you know, in a way, to me, like, that is like life. Things mm-hmm. happen and you're like, if I wrote that, nobody would believe me. And so I really aim to make a show that reflected that aspect of life.
When I get to the end, if I watch it again, will I see, are there any sort of Easter eggs along the way in the beginning? Or is it just...
Maybe.
Okay, fine. So this is it's a weird thing, and grief as a place to find comedy. I mean, I think one of the all-time best comic episodes is the Mary Tyler Moore mm-hmm. clown episode where she starts laughing at the funeral.
Ed Asner, by the way.
Oh my God, in your show
in my
as well.
Show. I know, what a dream.
So I'm curious about what was it about grief that you wanted to explore, and how did you find the balance of funny without going too far?
You know, I was truly exploring my own grief at the time. We had a family member pass away on my 40th birthday. And I was already kind of looking at my own mortality in a new way, you know, sort of getting into midlife. And then my cousin, who was not much older than me, passed away. And it really set me into this pretty dark place. But because I'm a comedian, I'm just weirdly trained to look at everything to find what's weird and funny about it. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of, you know, where this comes from, is my own grief. And also at the time, I was going through some fertility struggles and ongoing. And, you know, it's when things are dark and they're not going the way you want to, for me, the only thing I can do is laugh. It's just how I get through life. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, and I'm not the first certainly to do it, but to explore grief from a comic perspective just feels like a coping mechanism, you know, we could all use.
So in the show, these two women meet at a grief support group, one of whom, Jen, is not that, she really doesn't have that much time for the support group,
right.
But she kind of knows she needs to go. And she's played by Christina Applegate, who gives such great deadpan. And I have a theory about it.
Yeah.
Hearing what you just said,
okay.
I think my theory is right,
okay.
Is that because of her age and because people our vintage grew up with her as Kelly Bundy, and then Rachel's sister on Friends,
yes,
and Veronica Corningstone, mm-hmm. and Ron Burgundy in Anchorman.
Yes.
That we're her age and she's a widow.
Yeah.
So there's something about seeing her in that position which feels relatable.
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, it is the sort of unthinkable thing that we all, I imagine, fear or won't even let ourselves fear. But I actually grew up with an aunt who was a widow, and she was widowed at 36.
Wow.
And she was such a major person in my life, somebody I really looked up to and was inspired by. And I watched her resilience as she went through that. And I always wanted to kind of make an ode to her. And this is in part that ode, you know, to show that, you know, you can go through an incredible loss like that and find strength through, well, in this case, a new friendship.
And Jen is so mad that she's going around trying to figure out. She looks at cars that have dents in them to see if maybe that's the car that hit my husband. She yeah. takes pictures and measures. And at one point, she decides it's this yellow Corvette that's been speeding through town. And the car, and she takes to it with a crowbar. Was it a crowbar or is it a golf club?
Is a golf club.
Golf club.
Yes.
And the cop says, "I got a widow running around town like a white wine vigilante."
Yes.
Why is Jen, why do you have her being so angry?
Because that's, to me, the authentic feeling she would have. Mm-hmm. She's been wronged. And I think it's so unusual to see an angry woman portrayed in television, in film. You know, there's something really scary, I think, to general audiences about an angry woman. But
and she's unrepentantly angry. She never says, "I'm sorry for
no,
her."
No, she's angry.
Like.
I know. And I think that, you know, for me, maybe, you know, that was an aspect of my own anger and certainly the other writer's anger that we're not really allowed to express in our real lives. But if you're a widow, you sort of get a hall pass on your anger and maybe on your behavior. And, you know, another line from the show is that grief does weird things to people. And for her, it just almost unleashes who she really is. And it's so fun. And I think, obviously, really fun to write. But I think, like, you know, it's so fun to watch her do that because it's like she becomes like our avatar, you know, this person, this behavior that we sort of wish we could do. Mm-hmm. And you watch her do it and she kind of does it for us all.
The other woman who is her friend, becomes her friend
yes.
in this, so far as I know, is Judy. She's played by Linda Cardellini, and yes. she's sort of even physically the opposite of her. She's mm-hmm. soft and brunette and big eyes and just all curves. And she's the kind of lady who would, like, burn sage in a place. She does burn sage and,
yes.
like, takes self-help seriously and follows
That's
the
right.
rules. What do you think Linda Cardellini brings to that role?
I mean, it's easy. I think warmth. You know, I hadn't met Linda before I cast her, and we met just one time and we sat there and she's so endearing in real life. She's so warm. She's such a genuinely kind person. And I think that really comes through. She's also a very talented actress who, I mean, really, you've never seen her like this. You know, there are so many layers that she gets to play. But in real life, she's just like a lovely person. And I think that's really what you see. I needed Judy to be really lovable. And when you watch the show, you'll see why. And
because you have to believe that this angry woman, Jen, would let her.
Yeah, would somehow be penetrated by this person when Jen is in a place where she really is rejecting all comfort and connection with people. But Judy sort of makes her way in, and I think it's just because she's leading from such a place of love.
And their friendship is really interesting to watch, too. That is a shout out to Kate and Allie.
Yes, yes, there
and
is.
And I was like, I see you there.
Yes.
I see what you did there, Liz. So what do you think about the evolution of female friendships in television? And what did you want to do with this one, regardless of how sticky it gets?
I wanted to create a female friendship that, for me, reflected the power and strength that I've gained from my own female friends. Mm-hmm. I've been extremely lucky in that I have some, you know, 20-year-plus relationships with some incredible women. They know who they are. And in fact, one of them, Kelly Hutchinson, is a writer on the show. So we got to be in that writer's room together with this long, beautiful friendship. And, you know, that friendship that you see in Dead to Me is really based on that's how we really talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to create sort of an aspirational friendship that you had to root for, that you just want to see these two people together, that you wish you had a friend like that, or maybe it reminds you of that friend that you do have. And when, you know, we first started shooting, it was pretty instantaneous that they had this incredible chemistry, and they really, really nailed that friendship that I think, you know, we wish we could all have.
Now, you've been in a business, you've got a fabulous resume of your own, but I do want to point out the series is executive produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. Had you worked with them before? For people who don't know, they make very funny movies.
They make very funny movies. They're very funny guys. I hadn't expressly worked with them before. I mean, I had certainly been a fan of both of them. I was developing something with Adam previous to this that we decided not to go forward with. When this came along, I wanted to pair with them, honestly, specifically because they have a female producer named Jessica Elbaum, who is really incredible. And she is the head of their Gloria Sanchez arm of Gary Sanchez. And it's all female, you know, fronted material. And she's, you know, I mean, they're great, but so is she.
That's so interesting. So I felt I had to be very prepared for this interview because you have your own talk show.
That's true. That's so funny. You're amazing, though. I mean, I used to worship you when you were on MTV.
Oh, thanks, man. That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You were like a real journalist on MTV.
I'm trying.
You were like highbrow MTV.
We can have that conversation later. But I'm interested in being someone who has their own talk show and has to sit across from people. Why did you want to do that? You have this whole great career, this writer, and then this talk show thing.
Okay, so I have a talk show called This Just Out with Liz Feldman, and it is what I describe as a gay positive talk show that I host from my kitchen table. And I interview lesbians and women of interest to the lesbian community. I myself am gay, and I just felt there was a real dearth of shows for the lesbian community, especially shows that really aim to encourage women and, you know, and all LGBTQ people to come out and be proud and laugh. And, you know, I wish I had something like that when I was growing up. And so I do it as a sort of an act of love, honestly. And it's probably of all the work I've ever done, the thing I get the most out of.
It's so interesting you talk about representation, because on April 26th, you put on Instagram a picture of you as a kid, and it said, I'm about 11 years old in this pic. I didn't know I was gay, but I definitely knew I was different. Hashtag Lesbian Visibility Day.
Yes.
That was a very sweet thing to put on. I mean, when did you really feel comfortable with you? What age?
Oh, God, that is a great question. It is an evolution.
Work in progress?
I'm there now. I mean, I think... you know, I mean, I came out around 17, sort of not by choice. My mother dragged me out of the closet because she just, you know, knew me better than I knew myself. And it is an evolution. But I would say I'm extremely happy with who I am. And a lot of that is because I have a wonderful wife named Rachel Cantu, who makes me feel good every day.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rach.
My guest has been Liz Feldman. The name of her show is Dead to Me. Liz, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you so much, Allison.
This is All of It on WNYC.